You're listening to the How to Faith a Life podcast, where we wrestle with questions on how to live a life of faith, from everything from books to Bible studies, even Bible study tips. This is your place to wrestle with the hard questions and dive deep into what scripture really says for the Christian walk. Make sure you've subscribed to this podcast on your favorite podcast streaming services, review this podcast so other people can find it, and share with other believers who want to ask the hard questions. Now, with all that said, let's begin. Hi, friends, and welcome back to the How to Faith a Life podcast. We are now in season two. Woot woot. If you guys do not know, I had a podcast running last fall, so fall of 2022, and put it on pause for the holidays. And we ended up moving and transferring our lives down here to Texas. My husband took a new position here at a church in Texas, and we're close to my family. And it's been such an answer to prayer and such a life blessing. But because of that, I feel like there's been a lot of new friends to the community here that have come like since the podcast ended. And so you guys might be like, wait, what is going on here? But it has been my goal and aim to relaunch a season two of this podcast, but maybe with a different intent or goal. You see, when I first started the podcast, it was like, hey, this would be another platform, another way to reach and serve you guys, really. And I didn't really have any more expectations than that. Really, truly, like, no goals. I think I even say that in like episode one. It's not like I necessarily have goals for this season either, other than just I'm excited to do some interviews that I've scheduled and things like that. But I just really truly was like, hey, let's just like test this out, see if it resonates with anybody, see if I even like doing this. And it was good, I think. I don't know. There, I want to say there were like 10 or less episodes, and most, if not all of them, were me mostly rambling about things of my life, books I was reading, and all of that. And I was genuinely shocked and a little bit concerned for you guys when I got great feedback back that you guys liked that podcast. I was like, what? Why? I feel like it's the most random compilation of everything ever. And how can I do this again, but make it a little bit better? And so that was kind of like my prayer in my heart when I put it on pause. And then we moved down here and I was like, okay, it's going to start back up soon. Okay, it's going to start back up soon. And I just like could not get my life organized enough to sit down, film, record podcasts. And I actually did some great interviews and things like that, that since then the footage has been lost or isn't really applicable anymore and things like that. So I'm very excited to just be finally launching season two. And it's been just a journey just trying to get it started. So as you can tell, I'm in a new space that you probably haven't seen before unless you're a Patreon. I did share behind the scenes of this space, but this is, a month or two ago, I moved my main place of recording upstairs in our house, and I kept this downstairs space for editing and started setting it up for the podcast. And since then, we finally got it set up. I'm very in love. If you guys are not watching this in video form, I have some fun neon lights behind me, a cross, a dove, the Bible Nerds logo, which my patrons give to me. I almost said give it to me. I got a heart, a crown, and a little Bible with like sprouting greens. I love it. I'm kind of obsessed. I just like the way that neon lights look. I think they can really, I don't know, they make me feel like empowered and excited for what lies ahead. And that's exactly how I feel about the podcast, because we have some really good interviews scheduled for this podcast, and I've already done a few that I really enjoyed, and so I'm excited to share them with you guys. We'll have, I think it's exactly 10 episodes that will air, and then we'll take a holiday break, and then Lord willing, we'll actually pick it up in the spring and kind of keep going from there. Maybe 10 episode seasons, maybe one in the spring, one in the summer, one in the fall would be ideal. Who knows? I mean, again, the Lord's got this all. So whatever his plan is his plan. But I'm excited, and just truly, if I'm to be honest with you guys, I'm like blown away, but also humbled that someone would listen to my podcast, because I don't know about you guys, but my podcasts are like my sanctuary time. Like, that's when I get in the car and I turn on my headphones and it's just me and the people in that podcast. And so the fact that I would be on that playlist for you guys is very humbling, and also like a, I don't know, call to give more, I guess, is my thoughts. And so I just want to, you know, make this as fruitful as it can possibly be. I'm just a nobody. So the fact that you guys listen and watch my videos and are even here right now blows me away. So thank you for that. Also, I've already mentioned them twice, so I feel like I should thank them right now. Thank you if you're one of the Patreons. Patreon has been such a blessing, and it's just blown me away at the family that we've really truly built there. And every week I post vlogs, and I love right now y'all's comments are coming in because I just posted a vlog that has a giveaway in it, and just seeing y'all's feedback and, you know, sharing those kinds of private parts of my life. You know, I don't share that on like the widespread internet because you get creeps, you get people with ill intent watching your children, and that's not okay, right? Or trying to figure out where your kids go to school, or, you know, just stuff like that, that like makes me uncomfortable. And so I'm just so grateful that my patrons are those who want to be there and financially invest in the ministry of How to Faith a Life, but also like have that loving heart and support. And it just low key blows me away right now that I'm filming a podcast behind this neon sign, or in front of the neon sign, whatever, that they sent to me, you know, and the fact that they are here. So just thank you guys again. I know I really feel like I can't thank you guys enough. So thank y'all. But on that note, what to expect on this season? I said there's going to be 10 episodes, so we'll run, Lord willing, I mean, all of this is Lord willing, but through midway of November, I think, or mid to end of November. And we're going to have so many fun interviews with some of my favorite authors, some ministry friends. And I think every single episode, I really didn't just make it like, hey, who do I want to interview? But like, how would it actually edify and encourage you guys on your own walks? Again, through Patreon, I've gotten to know a good bit of y'all and kind of like your stories and your season of life. And I really just kind of wanted to cater this to be fruitful in that manner. Again, because I am in your ears right now and I don't take that for granted. But it's also a reflection of the season of life that I'm in. So if you were here for season one, you will know that season one was recorded in South Carolina. So this was before we ever moved down here to Texas. And I was recording in a studio that I was renting for my actual YouTube channel and things like that. It was always just kind of like a fun thing that I played with the idea of, like, oh, how cool would it be to like rent a space? And we were in a small town where you could rent a space for fairly, like, very cheaply, if I'm going to be honest, for what it is. It was so cheap. I mean, it would be like 20 times that price here in Dallas. But, you know, it would also just kind of help the town and fill an empty spot in their downtown, kind of create more life and support those landlords there and things like that. And so I think back to season one and where I was in life and the books I was reading, or just the conversations we were having. And I'm so grateful that we went through that, because now I feel like I am a stronger woman from it. And I think it's also a beautiful thing that a podcast can be exactly that. It's almost like a diary of sorts, a diary of with conversations, a diary with snapshots of the books you read or the conversations you've had. And I love that about a podcast. So I'm so thankful for the seasons of life that you and I are both in and how they can be so different from just a year prior. I now feel like I view YouTube and ministry on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram so differently. At the time it was like, well, this is fun. Like, we'll just like, you know, rent a space. Like, what, I don't even know what this is, you know? And now I feel like I've got a little bit more of a direction and I don't know, like calling over it. Not that I didn't have a calling at the time, but there was just so much going on, I think, in my heart and my mind. Y'all know I mentioned multiple times we moved. And one of those things was like right after I closed on the lease for that rental, Joe and I began feeling like the Lord was tugging our hearts towards a move. And that was like so random and unexpected and unwanted. And I don't know about you guys, but when that kind of stuff happens in my life, I start freaking out. I'm like, no, this is not what I planned. This is not what I wanted. Like, all of that kind of stuff. And I hope that when you look at the different seasons of How to Faith a Life, like even if you go back, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, you will see videos filmed in like a random kitchen that you're not going to recognize because that was however many houses ago. Like, we've moved so much, we've changed so much. Each, I don't know, couple months, I feel like I start editing different or use a different background in my videos or whatever it is. And at first I didn't like that. I was like, I want congruity. So let me like rent out a space and like make congruity in all my content, and everything will have the same background and everything will have the same lighting and everything will look the exact same. And like, there'll be a clear that, I don't know what that is, like story or something. And yet the more I've done this, the more I've seen how, you guys are normal. Like you know that life changes and ministry changes just the same. And I think we are all on this journey of desiring congruity. Like we want no change, but we're all changing. And we want to know, is God still the same in the midst of that change? And the congruity, or like the non-change that we're seeking, is really heaven. Our longing for this safety and this, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Like stillness and this peace points back to Psalm 23. It points back to the longing that we have for eternity and the present reality that we have right now here in Christ, despite changes, despite differences and different seasons. And I mean, it is like super, I feel like, reflective in my content and how many different houses I filmed in, how many different settings and seasons of life. I mean, I was randomly watching an old video of mine. I couldn't remember what I said in it and somebody was responding to it anyway. So I watched this old video, which I rarely do. And I was filming in, it's just one house ago, but I had completely painted that room since then. The room had completely changed. It looked so different from what I remembered. And I was sitting there nursing an infant. And I was like, man, life has changed for sure. And praise God for that, because though change is uncomfortable and it doesn't always feel welcomed in our lives, right? Like, or we don't want to welcome it. It is so transformative in so many good ways. And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in my lowest of lows, when I'm in the hardest seasons of life, or maybe just the challengingest seasons of life, the Holy Spirit like ramps up and I'm just like on fire and fueled by the Holy Spirit. And praise the Lord for that. So I pray that you guys, whether you're in a season of change or you're not wanting any change, maybe you just experienced change, or maybe you're just seeing all this change on my platform and going, what in the world, girl? I pray that you see the glory of the Lord in that, and that he is still the same throughout all seasons, whether it's season one or season two. I wasn't planning on going down that rabbit trail, but I always try and trust the Lord that those things are meant for somebody. Anyway, so that's kind of the season of life that I'm in right now, and the season of life that How to Faith a Life is in right now. If I was to kind of summarize what I do online, which I do have to do often. I mean, I was just emailing somebody about one of our podcast interviews and he was like, what exactly do you do? And I was like, well, let me think about this. I typically say that I'm a YouTuber, though that is my smallest audience online. Not by much anymore. Y'all are showing up on the YouTube, but I typically say that I'm a YouTuber because that's my primary format that I feel the most comfortable in is video. Though now, you know, you see through this podcast, there's audio. There's also, you know, emails. If you're not on the email list, that's where all of my stuff goes on sales. You get coupon codes, all the stuff. So just pay attention to like my community page on YouTube or my stories on Instagram, and I'll occasionally have links to get onto that email list so that you can get all those coupons and codes and stuff like that. But I would say that this ministry is primarily through video, and it's with the heart to teach the average Christians today how to feel like, I guess, more comfortable reading the Bible. Because I think the heart of it is biblical illiteracy. Like so many of us, even myself included, we are biblically illiterate in a large part, like too much for being such an educated day and age and culture. It's ridiculous how little we know about Obadiah or whatever it is, you know? And so my heart is definitely for hermeneutics and biblical literacy, but the ministry itself kind of stems from the heart of those who feel uncomfortable around the Bible. You know, those of us who easily cannot pick up your Bible for a week, or your Bible starts to get dusty and then you have that church guilt, but you actually like don't want to read it, but you're only reading it because you don't want to feel guilty. Anybody else? Yeah, that's what this ministry is for, is to make it not only easier, not only more understandable, not only more faithful interpretation of the Bible, but also funner, and for you to have this fire for the Lord. And it sounds so silly. Like just now when I said funner, it sounded flat, right? Like it sounds silly to just be like, I want reading the Bible to be funner. But that's genuinely what's going to keep us coming back, is when we finally have that fire reignited in us and we're really understanding, is when that enjoyment comes. And so that's how I would summarize this ministry, really, I guess is what you would call it, and kind of like the work I do online. So this podcast is ultimately to support that, and any silly TikToks or Instagrams that I make to support that, and YouTube videos to support that. And so I pray that if that is something that scratches that itch in your brain, or scratches that longing that you couldn't put to words, maybe even, that you'll subscribe, that you'll join us for these conversations, because we have some really good ones coming up. For example, next week's is
quick interruption.
This podcast is sponsored by Mr. Penn. Thank you to Mr. Penn for sponsoring the How to Faith the Life podcast. If you are anyone who likes to take notes in your Bible, but fear the pen ink bleeding through your Bible pages, you have got to check out Mr. Penn. If you've been here for any amount of time, you know that they have been my favorite pen brand since day one. In fact, I think one of my subscribers recommended Mr. Penn to me first, but they are the most quality and cheapest pens and highlighters on the web. And those who I have interacted with at Mr. Penn are professing believers. So I know no greater brand to recommend to you guys in your Bible notes than Mr. Penn. Their quality and beautiful highlighters are some of my favorite tools to use in my Bible, as well as I've been secretly obsessed with their dual tip pens. I just was using one of them this morning and thinking about how fun it is to work with such a great brand. So make sure to check out Mr. Penn. I love to shop them on Amazon. You can literally just type into the search bar, Mr. Penn, Bible highlighters or Bible pens, and a bunch of options will show up. Again, these are the cheapest prices, the best quality. It's literally a win-win. So make sure to check out Mr. Penn and sponsor our favorite pen brand. Thanks again to Mr. Penn. For example, next week's is an interview with a pastor where I ask him the questions that you guys asked. I posted on my community feed a couple months ago. I said, if you could ask a pastor any question and him just give you the brutal, honest answer, what would it be? And you guys like came out in the droves. It was like something like 200 comments of just like really good questions. So we tackled as many as we could. And I interviewed actually my father-in-law. He is a pastor that I really admire, and flew down, met with him, interviewed him, and he gave some of the best answers for some of the hardest questions. So I hope you'll join us for that. You can even get a sneak peek on some of his favorite books and commentaries if you watch the video format on YouTube. But that is coming next week. I need to sit down with my husband. It's so funny. It's easier sometimes to sit down with strangers and schedule an interview than with your husband. But I need to sit down with Joseph and ask him some more of those questions, because we didn't get to even really truly scratch the surface of those 200 questions. So stuff like that, answering y'all's questions, interviewing some of our favorite authors, things like that. Now, in the midst of all of this excitement, I do want to leave you with a piece of scripture, and it comes from Psalm 20. It really resonated with me when I did an in-depth study of Psalm 20 with my patrons. We walk line by line through a psalm every single week. And this one particular line, Psalm 20 verse 7, really convicted me, if I'm to put it lightly. All throughout the psalm, there had been this building metaphor of kind of hearkening the singer or reader back to the Exodus and remembering the Exodus and how God has brought us out of Egypt and out of slavery and redeemed us and saved us. And then here in verse 7, I think it's David, or the psalmist writes, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." You see, the chariots and the horses that we're to picture there are not just chariots and horses of the day and age in the ancient Near East, but also the chariots and the horses that were chasing them down as they crossed through the Red Sea. As one of the most pivotal and quoted moments in the Old Testament that is harkened back to, like, remember, you know, how the Lord delivered you, remember the Exodus, remember, you know, constantly throughout the Old Testament and even into the New Testament, we're called to remember that. And here the psalmist cries out and says, "Some trust in those horses and chariots, but Lord, you put them to shame when the waters crashed over them and drowned them. We trust in the name of the Lord our God." And it's all caps, that's Yahweh. "We trust in the name of our covenant-keeping, promise-keeping, chesed-loving kind of God." And I'm using a lot of language there that might go over your heads, but I just want you to cling to that. No matter what season you're in, if you're in a season of change, like we talked about earlier, if you're in the season of just blessings and just abundant blessings and comfort, like no matter what kind of season you're in of change and hardship or comfort and blessings, we can all relate to the fact that, like, we cannot trust in the things of this world, but only trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in Him and Him alone, because He is really truly our everything. And I prayed that over this season of the How to Faith the Life podcast. I pray this over you today in your own life, wherever you are, whether you're doing dishes or driving down the road, that you too will trust in Yahweh and His covenant or promise keeping character, His goodness, His loving kindness and mercy that's been faithful to the forefathers of the faith, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, but also to all of His people through all of time, testified through the apostles and to us today, the Holy Spirit blessing us even in these moments. So let me pray over us. Father God, thank you for the privilege to meet over the internet. We ask for your blessing. We ask for you to work in our lives. Holy Spirit, sanctify us and comfort us with the truth that you are more than enough for us. The work that you're doing in our life is more than enough for us. And the cross and the comfort of the salvation that we have secured in you, Lord, is our everything. May that be true, Lord. May we live and rest in that through all of the things that we have to do today, through the normalness of our day to day. We choose, Lord, to proclaim your glory and rest in you. And pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. And I look forward to seeing y'all in next week's episode, launching Monday, September 18th.